Now people are just worried here in the hospital. Oh, I can't go to sleep, I'm afraid. I said, when it gets here, we've not had a storm. Don't worry about today. Tomorrow we'll take care of itself. And I'm not afraid. I always ask God to take care of me. I'm telling you. And that's the way I did when after Roy died. I just asked God to help me to not be afraid, to take care of me and help me not to be afraid. And if I didn't try to help myself, God won't help me. And that's the way my life has been. I've lived so close to God. He's been ever near me. My life has been wonderful, wonderful. I never thought losing my mother and father that I could ever be happy. But somehow, just like this, I was thanking God that I had that sweet home and a Christian father and mother to raise me.
Yeah.
Christianity was the outstanding thing in my life.
Okay, going back to fireplaces, now tell me about the parts of a fireplace, you know.
Well,
you have the smoke going up
through the chimney.
Okay. You know, I guess you've seen a factory before, and they have these big things where the smoke goes up through.
Yeah.
Did you call those chimneys?
That's chimneys,
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Well, it was just, I don't remember what, I believe the floors were just painted. We didn't have rugs on the floor.
Yeah, what did you call that, you know, made out of stone or rock or something?
Hearth?
Yeah, do you remember?
That was made out, I believe, of brick, as best I remember. Brick,
Okay. The things, you know, you're going to build a fire. So, you take some wood and lay it across on the,
yes,
on the what?
The iron dog irons, we called them back then, dog irons.
Okay.
They were armed, you know, with the, keep the wood.
Yeah.
And we had those.
There another name now?
No, not that I know of. That's what we always called it back in my remembrance. And I do have that now with my pretty new home. I have two fireplaces. And I have a double chimney. And my house is heated with electricity.
Yeah.
But it's a big, this big, and I have a damper in that with electric. You have to close that off. And then the smoke goes up, and my neighbors would say, well, Miss Bailey, just did me good to see that chimney, that smoke coming out of that chimney over there. And we'd build a big fire in the fireplace, and the kids would have the best time down there. They'd take the TV tables and party and eat there, and another group would eat on the patio, and maybe some of them in the Brewer's Way. They just had a big time all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Up above the fireplace, there might be something you could set vases on.
Yes, a mantle. We call it a mantle.
Okay. You might take a big piece of wood, big old piece, and put it toward the back of the fireplace, and it burned for a long time.
Yes, that's right. I'd just love to see those sticks of wood. And right now I have turned out even wood, big ricks of wood outside that I built in this fireplace in the basement. Everyone I love that down there in my basement that I have.
Yeah.
Now it's a bedroom and all, and a shower and a toilet, hot and cold water, and a living room suit down there. But that good old wood fire down there, it was just marvelous.
Yeah. Did you have a name for this big piece of wood that would burn for a long time?
Backlog.
Okay.
That's right.
What about the kind of wood that you'd start a fire with?
Well, they'd split kindling. Sometimes it'd be from a post that they were making fences, you know, out of, and stuff like cedar. It's a very, it takes...